Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Vayera, that's Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Chaf Beis. And the Pasuk says, Vayhi Bo Yisrael was at that time, Vayomer Avimelech Uficha Sar Tzvai El Avram Lemar, and Avimelech, and Fichal, the general of his legion, said to Avram, saying, Elikim Imcha B'chol Asher Ato Yiseh, Hashem is with you with everything that you do. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Chaf Beis, Elikim Imcha, Uficha Rosh Yotzim Shchunas Zodayim L'Shalim, since they saw that he left the area of Zodayim in peace, he was complete, he was intact, and he fought with the kings and they fell by him. And his wife was remembered in his old age. They saw that Hashem was with him, so therefore, back to Chumash Pasuk of Gimel Ve'ato now, he shavali be'alikim heina, swear over here to me by God, im tishkar li, that you will not deal falsely with me, ulinini ulinechdi, and with my son and grandson, kacheser asher asisi mcha atase madi, according to the kindness that I did with you, you should do with me, v'ma'arz asher gartaba, and with the land that you lived in it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel, ulinini ulinechdi, ad kan rachmeo aval ben. Up until the grandson, that's where the special paternal love goes until. Afterwards, there isn't that special love. I told you, Avram, behold, my land is in front of you. So back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalet, Avram said, I'm going to swear. And then Avram argued with Avimelech regarding the well of water that the servants of Avimelech stole. Avimelech said, I didn't know. Who did this? And also, you didn't tell me. I also didn't hear about this until today. Avram took flocks and cattle, and he gave them to Avimelech, and they both made a covenant. And then Avram set as Sheva seven sheep off to the side by themselves. Avimelech said to Avram, what are these seven sheep that you put to the side by themselves? And he said, these seven sheep you're going to take from me, so it should be for me as witness that I dug this well. That's why they call that place Be'er Sheva, Kisham Nishbu Shnehem, because over there both of them swore. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed, Bavur Tia Li Zoy, so this should be for me, La'eda, as a witness, L'shoin Eda Shanakeva, Kumayva Eda Hamatseva, Kichafartis HaBe'er, that I dug this well. Merivim Hayu Alea Rayavi Melech Va'imrim, those shepherds, they were fighting about this, and they said, Anachna Chavarnua, we dug it. Amru Benehem, they said, you know what, call me She Yisrael HaBe'er V'yalo Maim L'Krosai, anyone that appears by this well, and then the water rises to greet him, Shalahi, it's his well. Va'olikras Avram, and went to greet Avram, so he said, this is my well. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vayichasu Bris Be'er Shava, so they made this bris in Be'er Shava, Vayakam Avimelech, and Avimelech got up, Uficha El Sar Tzvai, and Ficha El, the general of his legion, Vayashuvu El Eretz Plishtim, and they returned to the land of the Plishtim. Vayita Eshel Be'er Shava, and he planted an Eshel in Be'er Shava, Vayikras Shem, and he called over there, Vashem Hashem, in the name of Hashem, Kel Olam, the God of the universe. Let's see Rashi V'yir Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Eshel, what exactly is an Eshel? Rav and Shmuel, they argue about this. Chanam or one of them say, Pardes, it's actually an orchard. Lahavim Menu Paris, La'archim Basuda, so they could bring fruit from there for all the people that are guests by Avram Sudas. And that's what it means that he planted an orchard. Vacharam, or one of them says, Pondak Lachsanya, it was actually an inn for all the guests that came. Ubay Komine Paris, and there was many different fruits in it. They had many different types of food there. And even though the Lashon used in the Pasuk is that he planted something, nonetheless, Umitzino Lashon Natiya Ba'olim, we still see this expression of planting when it comes to setting up a tent. Shenemar says, Vayita Ahale Apadnoi, Vayikar Sham, Ayidei Oisei Eshel, because of that Eshel, Nikar Shmesh Lakosh Baruchu, the name of Hashem was called Eloika L'chol Olam. Everyone knew that Hashem is the God of the world. How was that? La'achar sha'ichlam shaysim. After they would eat and drink at Avram's table, Amar Lahem, he would tell them, Baruchu L'misha, chalte mishaloi. You have to bless the one that you ate from his. Svur ma'atem sh'mishaliya chaltem. Do you really think that you ate from my food? Mishal misha amar v'haya olam achaltem. You ate from the one who said that the world should be, meaning you ate from Hashem's food, and because of that, everyone knew who Hashem was. Back to Chumash Pasuk La'amidalid, Vayogar Avram be'eretz Plishtim yamim rabim, and Avram lived in the land of Plishtim many days. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Lamed Daled Yamim Rabim Merubim Al Shechevron. He lived there more days than he lived in Chevron. BeChevron also Chafei Shana. In Chevron he lived for 25 years. Vekan Chavav over here he lived for 26 years. Sharei Ben Ayin Hei Shana Hayi B'Tzeis Mecharon. He was 75 years old when he left Charon. Ayisa Shana that year it says Vayavei Veishabel Inay Mamre that he lived in Inay Mamre. Shalai Matzinu Kaidem Lchein Shnisyashiv El Hashem. We don't find that he lived in any other place except for there. Shabacham Kamaisav Hayi Kairach. All other places that he lived, he was really just like a guest. He was a sojourner. Chayne he would encamp, but then he would get up and travel. Shneimer says, "Vayavar Avram, vayatake misham, vayhira of, vayered Avram Mitzrayim, uMitzrayim loyase el shlesh chadashim." He was in Mitzrayim only for 3 months. Shari shlochei Pari because Pari sent him, and miyad vayelch masav. He continued journeying ad vayave vayeshav elinei mamre asher bechevron until he got to elinei mamre, which was in Chevron. And sham yashav ad shenefcha Sodom. He lived in Chevron. He lived in this area until Sodom was overturned. And then miyad, right away after that, visa misham Avram. Avram traveled away from there, as we already learned, b'nei busha shaloit, because caused an embarrassment of light that he was with his daughters, Ubal Elers Plishtim, and then he came to the land of the Plishtim. Uven Sadi Tes Shana Haisa, he was 99 years old then. Sharei Bashlishi Lemilasai Bo Eslai Malachim, on the third day after he got a bris mila, the Malachim came to him. Harei Chafei Shana, that's 25 years. And the Kanksiv Yamim Rabim, over here it says that he lived Yamim Rabim many days. Merubim Al Rishainim, that means more than the original place he lived. Volei Bakas of Listim, the Pasuk's not trying to be vague by not telling you a specific number. El Lafarish, it's coming to be precise. And Vim Hayim Merubim Alim, Shtei Shana Mayaser, if he had lived in the land of the Plishtim 2 or more years over Chevron, Hayim Mefarshim, so then the Pasuk would have said that explicitly. Val Karchacha, Enim Yisrael Yisrael Mishana, and it must be from the fact that the Pasuk doesn't say how many years he lived there, it must be it was just 1 more year than he lived in Chevron. Harei Chafav Shana, that's 26 years. Miyad, right afterwards, Yatsa Misham Chazil Chevron, he left and he went back to Chevron, and for Isa Shana that year, Kadmul Lefnei HaKadosh HaShiYitzchak Shtei Mesei Shanim, it was 12 years before HaKadosh HaYitzchak, Kach Shinui B'Seder Olam, this was learned in Seder Olam. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the last Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.